Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to summarize or assess the meeting which has just been held of the Ministers of Defense in the NRC, but I think that the policy which we adopted a year ago to intensify cooperation in this format really brings up no doubts at all. NATO-Russia relations in the new format, I think, is very positive. Over the past year, from the time when the Rome Declaration was signed, we have managed to infuse the program with practical events and activities. The seriousness of both sides involved, of all sides involved, is reflected, I think, in the large scale of the plans for future and present cooperation between NATO and Russia in the coming year as well. The main subject, of course, which we are holding dialogue on in concrete terms, that I can tell you about. I can inventory for you. It is combating terrorism. It is crisis management, including such questions. And indeed, today we talked a lot about this interoperability of units of the armed forces of NATO forces and Russian Federation forces, air transport and heavy air lift in the process of mounting joint operations. But, of course, as all military men, we know that we have to be prepared for any such eventuality in that respect. And then we talked about non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and of other types of weapons, as well as missile bases. And then arms control and confidence-building measures. This is essentially about SAR, search and rescue at sea, and then military-to-military cooperation in the area of defense reform, both at bilateral and multilateral level in mounting exercises. And then, of course, we also address questions of new challenges and threats. Those are essentially the main areas which we concentrated on. And Russia said that it was perfectly willing to contribute to the joint endeavors of all the ministers' defenses around the table. Lord Robson was rather evasive in answering the question as to exactly how Russia would assist ISAF in Afghanistan. Can you be more precise about it exactly? I think I can answer that very simply. When Lord Robson was last in Moscow, about 2 months ago, during his meeting with the Russian Federation President, we voiced the possibility of assisting the international security force in Afghanistan. And as you know, as from the end of this year, NATO will be taking over the function of maintaining and developing that activity there. And Russia certainly is determined not to remain simply a bystander. And we are looking at possibilities of providing assistance to those forces. This, above all, is to do with the exchange of information, logistics, transport, and Russia is prepared also to examine the question of transit of international forces under the aegis of the United Nations across its national territory. Then there's the question of medical assistance and rescue. Let us hope, God forbid, that this kind of question will not actually arise. But I think some 15,000 Russian troops, which are under the MOD of Russia, and the border forces have been involved. And of course, this has essentially to do with the transit of drugs across Afghanistan. I should just like to remind you all that the harvest of heroin this year in Afghanistan has trebled that of last year. And what Russia will not be doing, I think we have said very, very loud and clear, and that is that Russia will not be sending any of its armed forces or soldiers to Afghanistan. That is absolutely ruled out. We are very seriously looking at all these plans, and the Lord Robertson thanked us for our offer of assistance, and of course we will be in the business of amending those plans as and when they arise. Thank you.
Business People magazine, what specific projects in the near term within the framework of cooperation NATO and Russia are going to be affected to be carried out? And the second question, if you allow me, how do you estimate the degree of unity in the ranks of NATO?
Well, let me begin with the second question. It's very difficult for me to assess the capabilities of NATO, in as much as Russia is obviously not a member of NATO. But if you're talking about the format of the 20 and the NRC, then here there is a very high degree of consensus between NATO allies and Russia. I think the degree of confidence is very high. As to your first question about concrete plans and activities, we've got a lot. We have a big work program, a very thick volume of work. I don't want to inventory them here, but next year I'd just like to say that we are planning 8 exclusively military exercises and training events in terms of operability, and we are testing that interoperability concept out, which I spoke about in the beginning, and we will be having 13 in NATO nations and the rest in Russia. And of course we will be participating in such activities with on a bilateral level with the UK, for example, with France, with Canada, and of course that is not included in these overall NATO plans. And as to those activities which are being planned in Russia in its own interests, then participants from NATO countries will, of course, be attending too. And we are planning quite large-scale naval exercises in the Baltic, and for that we are, of course, inviting our neighbors, both from NATO and from non-NATO countries. And then we will be having big naval exercises in the Pacific. And in terms of participants, I'd like to stress that word, we are inviting a number of countries and 2 NATO countries, Canada and the United States of America, that is, in the Pacific Ocean. Last
Minister. Mr.
Minister, I'm sorry, I would like to specify the point. You said that during the course of each year, the harvest of heroin has been outstripping 3 times the quantity which was yielded last year. But you implied the pure heroin, or you were implying, I was implying the poppy harvest, which is to produce pure heroin. There's some incompatibility here for the mass media, CNN, BBC in the West were showing the pictures, the footage of destruction of large plantations of those poppy fields. So why is there such discrepancy of information? We don't have such data to the fact that large fields, plantations of poppy are being destroyed. We don't have such information to this effect. We have credible information to the fact that the quantity of the drugs in the first place, heroin in Afghanistan, is steadily growing, and in order to efficiently destroy those fields. Someone should just control this territory elsewhere to clinch a deal with the peasants to pay damages to them in order to destroy a great field. You have to have technical capacities, assets for that. But now, most part of Afghanistan is not controlled by anyone. I don't think that you are going to negate it. Besides, there are objective drivers of factors behind it. Our border guard servicemen at the Tajik-Afghan borderline have been seizing the ever-increasing amount in tons, not in grams, but in tons, we'd like to underscore it, of pure heroin. So that means that the yield of the harvest is greater.
Just a question from the Associated Press, Paul Ames. Would you like to see the NATO role in Afghanistan expanded perhaps beyond the limit of ISAF, beyond Kabul, and would you like to see the international forces there take a greater role against the drugs process, the drugs industry there?
Надо перевести, наверное, кому-то вопрос.
You have to understand that, yes, theoretically we would also like ISAF and NATO countries to make sure that there is law and order at the very least, and that Mr. Karzai's government should effect more effective control than now on its own national territory. But unfortunately, circumstances rather negate this, that the situation has gone much further than that. The ISAF, if ISAF forces believe that it is advisable to go beyond the confines of Kabul, so well and good, but that is a decision up to the forces. We are prepared to assist those forces in any kind of form which they may take, either within Kabul only or beyond the confines of Kabul. But I think that the kind of information which we have available at the moment indicates, and of course the rather sad experience that the former Soviet Union had in Afghanistan, it all indicates that until such moment as these questions are properly settled and a proper kind of stability is established there, then the whole question of drugs is very questionable. Thank you.
Всего доброго.